This is Renegade X, the one that you love to hate, back at it again with another real talk. And the title for this one is called Nobody Can Admit When They're Wrong / Take Criticism. So, I've seen, you know, some stuff, some comments on Reddit when I was exploring through Reddit. And I mean, it's pretty obvious today is that nobody can really take criticism and all that stuff like that, or admit when they're wrong. And I was wondering, you know, searching for why people do that. And I came across a comment. So I'm going to read the comment and I will leave a link to where I found that comment from. As others pointed out, the answer is ego. Well, that's the short answer. The long answer would go deep into human psyche, back to our childhoods and our first interactions with others. We learn early on that being wrong is bad, and as children we often scolded for being bad, so we quickly learn to avoid things that are bad, or at least to avoid being caught doing things bad. If we're caught, the instinct is to become defensive or to blame someone else for what we've done. Later on, this sort of morality dance continues into adulthood, where it can have far more serious consequences. Suddenly, any kind of wrongdoing, from infidelity to theft to abuse, can be justified by people who refuse to realize that they're behaving badly, or who don't care enough not to behave badly, especially if they can blame someone else for it. Furthermore, seeing as how competitive the adult world is, being right is an essential part of being a successful employer or employee. If you're wrong too many times, well, then you can be replaced by someone who's not. And let's not forget the dating scene, where a person lives or dies by their social status. In the more perfect quotations a person appears, the more appealing to a larger number of potential partners they will be. And being wrong is not especially attractive, so people avoid honesty as much as possible and prefer to present a flawless image of themselves to the world. Now, more so than ever, thanks to social media, what is much less commonly talked about is how admitting to being wrong is actually an honorable thing to do. It takes strength and sometimes courage to lay the cards on the table and give someone else the credit or apologize to them. I don't have that problem, probably because I don't care about social status or being popular in the slightest. All I care about is what's true or not, and if I'm wrong or if I'm misinformed, then I want to be corrected. It's the rational and scientific approach, I suppose. In science, people assume they're wrong first, then do their uttermost to prove that their theories are right, which I think should be the general standard approach to knowledge, guilt, and opinions for all of us in life. So yeah, that comment pretty much, you know, explained it. And you know, here's my opinion about how people can't handle criticism or don't want to admit they're wrong. Is that one thing is that society keeps promoting wrongdoing, and there's people that enable that, you know, bad behavior to continue. And you know, like the comments say, you know, people try to have the perfect image of themselves on social media instead of, you know, just being true of who they are. And also, if you cannot handle, you know, criticism or admit when you're wrong, that's called being stagnant. Like, that's just stagnant thinking. You will not improve or anything like that, or see people's different perspectives and stuff like that. There's nothing wrong with criticism as long as it's, you know, real criticism. Like, if it gets to the point to, like, somebody just calls you a name, then that's not really criticism, that's just insulting. But there's a difference. Like I said, being wrong and being misinformed, I don't like, you know, don't like being misinformed. I can't admit what I'm wrong. Like, because I want to correct the action. And if I don't take criticism, I will not improve. Taking criticism, that means you can improve on things as well. Because things that I do, I just try to, you know, improve on things that I do. Because if I feel like I didn't do the best at something, it upsets me. Because I feel like I could have did better at that moment. So that's why I'm always trying to, you know, improve and stuff. And for me, I know I'm not always right. The way I do it is just I call it how I see it. That's how I do it. I call it how I see it in common sense. That's really how I see things. Hey, I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect. We're human beings, so we're gonna make mistakes. All we can do is correct them. But this is all I gotta, you know. It's all I have for this podcast. I know it's kind of short, but I needed to get this out. Thank you for listening, and be sure to hit them links in the description and support your boy. Anyway, thank you for listening, and have a good day.